Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We've got 24 and a half more minutes of the program today. Hope you're having a great Thursday. Don't forget tomorrow's Trivia Friday, also known as Learning University. I think JJ and Ed are both in town, so should be all three of us here tomorrow. All right, Fred's in studio and Ray's in Kansas City, and Steve Paisley Jordahl is in studio with us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
What's on your mind, Steve?
Oh, so much on my mind. Oh, you mean news. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. If you want to share the other things that are on your mind.
I want to share from my heart, too.
Yeah, share. That's what we do here. We share a heart.
Steve's going to Alaska.
Yeah, I am. I'm heading to Alaska next week.
All right. Well, awesome. Maybe you can call us one day while you're on the ship, maybe.
Well, I can. I'd be glad to do that. I was hoping that I could have either talked Donald Trump into postponing
tell him to swing by Tupelo and pick you up, man.
I was just thinking, because if I was going up when he was there, I would have asked you to pay for the cruise, and I would have gone and reported on it. But that ain't going to happen.
But you are going on you and Heather,
yeah,
your
Heather,
wife, you're
yeah.
going on a cruise.
On an Alaskan cruise. We're going
leaving from where to where?
From Seattle to Seattle. We're going to be going up the coast. We're going to stop in Ketchikan. Uh-huh. In, I think it's Sitka.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go to Glacier Bay, and we're going to go to Victoria, B.C.
Uh-huh. Brad, you been to those places?
I've been to Victoria.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I lived there and worked there for a while. So beautiful, beautiful Victoria.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Sitka was in a place named in a movie, and it was about a PR person in New York that wants to marry a guy in order to get her green card. She was Canadian.
Okay.
And they ended up in Sitka, Alaska. And that became the scene of a whole movie.
Well, I'll let you know we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of seafood, a lot of,
lot of scenery.
I was just watching a live report by NBC out of Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
The guy had a heavy jacket on. All right.
Going to be bringing some
cold
weather clothes.
So it's August in Alaska.
It's August in Alaska. You never know what kind of weather you might get.
Yeah. Right. Usually you think of cruise, you think of like snorkeling and swimming pools and all that kind of stuff. I'm not so sure if that's going to be in the cards for
right,
us.
Right.
Do that in Seattle.
Are you going to do any of those shore excursions, like fly up in the helicopter to the glacier and stuff like that?
No. Well, we are getting off the ship. We've got a couple, let's just say they're low impact. we're gonna be doing some there's a lumberjack show I think we're gonna see, and there's a couple
are you gonna enter that competition?
Yes, I am.
Have you ever been to a lumberjack competition?
I've seen them on TV, and no, I would be very bad.
That's how some of my friends have described my golf swing.
Okay.
You look like a lumberjack, man, not a golfer. What kind of swing is that? All right. So, we're glad you're going, and hope you have a great time, and
look forward to
your report. You had some, it's about football season, and you had a football story, right?
I got a couple of them, actually. Two quarterbacks that I want to talk about, and both of them are Christians and expressing their faith well. The first one I want to talk about is a guy named Justin Fields, who's a Jets quarterback, the New York Jets. One of the quarter. I don't know where he's in the lineup, if he's starting or not, but he is a Christian, and he had a press conference where he was talking about the fact that he's taken to reading the Bible. Hmm. Just he thought it's a pretty good idea. Let's listen to what he has to say about it. Cut 14.
I would say I just kind of got like this the past 6 months, to be honest with you.
You said 6 months ago. What triggered that 6 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, me really getting closer to God, like I said, my relationship, me reading the Bible every day, and if I'm being real, there's some great lines, some great wisdom that I didn't even know of. So I'm low-key addicted to like getting my Bible each and every day, just because I learn something new every day and I'm able to apply it in my everyday life. But I mean, I was sleeping on reading the Bible earlier in my life, and I wish I would have started earlier. So I encourage y'all to, you know, go read a little bit, start in Proverbs and move on from there.
That was Justin Fields. He's a quarterback for the New York Jets. Yep. He played college ball at started at the University of Georgia. He's from Georgia. I remember him being recruited. He was like the number one or number two high school quarterback in America. And then he transferred to Ohio State and played there. And then he was drafted, played for the Chicago Bears. And now, you know what I like about what he said? And I didn't hear that whole interview, but he didn't say, you know, Lord's on my side to help me win. You know what I'm saying? Anything like that. He said he was just saying, hey, I don't know what all led up to that point, Ray, but he was saying, hey, I'm really learning a lot from reading the Bible.
And used a great phrase, Tim, low-key addicted.
Yeah.
I've never heard
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Low-key addicted, which just means I think he's into it. Proverbs is speaking to him. He realizes it's God's word. And, you know, a young man who will speak out like that is going to have a tremendous impact on a lot of young people, football fans, especially young guys. They'll say, hey, Justin Fields, maybe I need to check out the Bible. So thank God for his witness.
And, of course, the Lord does test all of us, and sending somebody to the New York Jets is a test of your – you know what I'm saying? It's a test of your faith. Yeah. Justin Fields maybe, you know –
Is that where Aaron Rodgers is?
He was there last year.
Last year,
last 2 years, Aaron Rodgers.
He's gone now.
He's in
else.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, that's right.
We seem to be seeing more and more of professional football, other sports, being willing to come out publicly and share their testimony.
Yeah.
Seems there was a football player that was injured, carried off the field. What was it, last week sometime?
Yeah.
And part of the story was players from both teams gather around and bow their head in prayer when that happened.
Oh, yeah.
The game was suspended because the player was hurt so badly. But they weren't afraid to do that.
Yes. Justin Fields may have played a year with Pittsburgh himself. I can't remember. It seemed like he Chicago, Pittsburgh, and he's with New York. Anyway, you had another story.
Yeah, well, yeah. New York Giants quarterback Jameis Winston. So this is this is even kind of fun. So you're going to hear there at the end of a practice, and the coach says, okay, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to let all three of my quarterbacks take a shot. They're sitting at about the 30-yard line, so they're about 50 yards away from the goalpost. If any of you guys, any of my quarterbacks, can throw a football and they hit the goalpost, I'll let you take the afternoon walk.
Hit
the goalpost. Throw a football and hit the goalpost, like doink.
Yeah.
Then you can have the afternoon walk-off is done. Jameis Winston gets up and he says, I've got one more thing that I want. If I hit this, one more thing that I want to happen. Let's listen to cut 15.
All right, here's the deal. All right, all four quarterbacks are going to have a chance. If he hits the crossbar, then walkthrough's done tonight.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
can we phone a friend?
There's no, don't negotiate with me, Dexter. All right, Jameis is up.
Hey, but I do want to tell y'all we got Bible study at 3:30 during the snack period, and y'all faith is going to determine me hitting this. Y'all know.
He hit it.
Those are some excited Bible study students.
Who's going to Bible study?
Jameis Winston is from the Birmingham, Alabama area.
Yep.
Played high school there, and then played college at Florida State. Won a national championship while he was there.
Yeah, and he's been with the Buccaneers. He's been with the Saints. He's been with Cleveland Browns, and now he's with the
New York Giants, right?
New York Giants, and so yeah, he said, if I hit this, you got to come to Bible study. It's at 3:30 during snack period. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, good deal. Those are good two good stories there about Christian players in the National Football League. You're listening to Today's Issues. What's your next story, Steve?
Well, the mainstream media keeps trying to make Donald Trump look bad. They will do anything to.
You've noticed this too?
I'm a sharp look, it's, you might not notice it if you're not an expert like me, but they will do whatever they can to make him look bad. And Abby Phillips of CNN was trying to make him look bad the other day. I think it backfired on her just a little bit. Let's listen to Cut 7.
Good evening. I'm Abby Phillip in New York. Let's get right to what America's talking about. Donald Trump makes himself Batman, and the nation's capital is Gotham City. The president of the United States has declared himself crime fighter in chief, and he's taking over Washington's police force. It is a move that the D.C. mayor is calling unsettling and unprecedented.
Somebody writes out, Abby Phillips attempted to deride President Trump by calling him Batman. Doesn't she know that that makes him sound awesome?
That was great. That was great. She was CNN?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she thought, Ray, she was going to diss President Trump, but she only...
she just increased the legend.
There
he
you
is
go.
A crime fighter. I'm Batman.
Batman, yeah. So she said Trump is Batman in Washington, D.C.'s Gotham.
Right.
Trump will probably use that.
He might.
Probably create a, some sort of a cartoon card.
There's already been several memes with him in the Batman suit.
Yeah. All right. That's funny. All right. Next story.
Apple is deciding it's going to step up its game into the AI. You know, they've been kind of late to the game. Apple has been the innovator in technology for years, ever since it came out with, the Mac. My first computer was a Mac SE, one of those little boxes. I still have it. It's probably worth some money. But they've been innovating. But so far, they've been kind of silent on the AI front. Well, they said they're going to step up their game. And this is what they're going to bring. They're going to bring what's called a tabletop robot. Now, I want you all to tell me if this sounds like something that you would like to have in your house. The tabletop robot resembles an iPad mounted to a movable limb that can swivel and reposition itself to follow users in a room. Like a human head, it can turn towards a person who's speaking or summoning it. It can even seek to draw the attention of someone not facing it. The new version of Siri Voice Assistant can inject itself into a conversation between multiple people. It will help to engage with users throughout the day more easily for recall. It could interrupt a conversation between friends about dinner plans, say, and suggest nearby restaurants or relevant recipes. It's designed to engage in back-and-forth discussions for things like planning a trip or getting tasks done. I'm not so sure that that's kind of freaky to me. All of a sudden, your table talks
to you. There are a lot of husbands listening to me right now who are thinking to themselves, do I really want somebody else to tell me I'm wrong? or some other computer. You know what I'm saying? I don't need that. So I don't know.
It just doesn't. Ray, doesn't that seem like kind of a weird thing?
Well, it's kind of freaky.
Looking at you,
the thought that it would follow you, and then would inject itself. You're talking with your wife. You're talking with some friends who are over, and all of a sudden, what is it? Siri? Is that Siri?
Yeah.
Siri wants to break in and join the conversation. No, I don't care for that.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm going to have to agree with Heather on this. You are an idiot.
Right. I can see the potential for a talk show host.
Right.
I know.
Right. Hey, who needs us, right? Put a bunch of robots up here facing each other. Although I don't know who wins a robot discussion. How does that end exactly?
You know, it's
Alexa versus Siri.
Yeah, exactly.
They did. Somebody did start a conversation between two AI bots, chat bots.
Yeah.
And it started a conversation between the two of them, and eventually these two chatbots started speaking in Sanskrit.
What?
Sanskrit. They actually knew the language because they know everything pretty much. And they started having these esoteric conversations in a whole foreign language that doesn't even exist anymore. It's the most, I don't have the details all in my head, But
you mean they know 300 languages, but they picked Sanskrit
for some reason? They picked Sanskrit. Well, okay. And I think part of the reason was because they wanted whatever they were saying to be secret. They didn't want.
Well, yeah. Sure, that would do it.
And that would do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have anybody on our staff that speaks Sanskrit.
That's right. Siri.
Right. All right. You're listening to today's issues. You got another story?
Sure. The Department of Justice is making good on its policy, defending women from gender ideology extremism and restoring biological truth. It takes effect on August 25th. And one of the things that it's going to require is that DOJ employees stop putting these pronouns, preferred pronouns, on their signature lines.
What is a preferred pronoun on a signature line?
Well, so it would be, in my case, it would be, my name is Steve Jordahl, and my preferred pronouns are Your Majesty and Your Honor. No. I want you to call me.
Is that what Heather calls you?
No. Siri.
No, but if someone is transgender and they think that they're actually a man, but they think they're a woman, they can insist that you call them a her or she. I go by the pronouns she, her, or he, him,
I've seen that on documents before. So what the Department of Justice is saying under the Trump administration is we're ditching that. Yeah.
Yep. And this is according to, I think it's Peter Heck, who writes for Not the Bee. He says, in the end, this isn't just about email etiquette. This is what he writes, and I agree with him. It's about whether we live in a world where truth is discovered or a world where we pretend truth can be invented.
Well, so, it's very consistent with where the Trump administration is going with all this woke stuff. Oh, yeah, they've been very good on the woke stuff, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And now we got the Olympics coming up. Is it next summer?
Yeah, in L.A.
Is it next summer?
I believe so.
26, yeah.
Yeah, 26 okay. Next summer.
When was the Summer Olympics in Paris?
22. Let me look. It's every 4 years.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting at is that President Trump, remember, he announced that that the United States of America would not let into our country, I think that's what he said, athletes who were male who claimed to be female.
That's correct.
Did he say that?
That is correct, yeah.
For the Olympic Games.
That's right.
Talking about.
That's right.
It seems like Paris was last year. I'm talking about the Olympic Games.
No, let me see. I got it here. Paris.
It was 2 years ago, right?
Paris was, 1900.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
You don't?
No.
But it was also in 2024.
Okay, well, then it was last year.
So it's the Winter Olympics.
Well, they're doing every other year. They used to have the Winter and Summer Olympics in the same year, but they moved Winter Olympics to the off year. So we had Tokyo in 2020. We had Beijing in 2022, the Winter Olympics. France in 2024. Italy in 2026. And Los Angeles in 2028.
Okay, so... The Summer Olympics were in Paris last year.
2024.
And so 2026.
Yeah, last year.
So the next Olympics is the Winter Games because they alternate every two years.
Yeah.
And that's in Italy.
It's in Italy? Okay.
And then 2028 in Los Angeles.
Those are the Olympic Games I'm talking about that Trump commented and said that we will not allow Now, I think the Olympic Games is dealing with this themselves.
They are. They're putting some qualifications on who can declare, and it has to do with your, the biological sex you were born with, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, he'll be able to it'll be Trump's last year in office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next story.
All right. I want to say that – where is it? All right, I want to feel bad for this guy, but then again, he brought it on himself. I want to introduce you to a guy named Richard Kim, who is a former Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase executive, and he decides, I'm going to go into business for myself, and I'm going to set up a gambling website, an online casino, right? So he goes and he raises $4 million to start this online company, this startup company. But, in 1 week, he loses the $4 million gambling on a different online gambling website. He's now being
indicted.
Okay, this
is one of those you can't make this up stories.
He's being indicted on securities and wire fraud charges because he used the $4 million investors gave him to start up a gambling company. He gambled it all away.
Wow. I never heard of that before.
And that, kids, is why gambling is not good for you.
That's right. Right. What's the old saying? The house always wins.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy just, you know, the guy's going to go to prison now?
Well, he's being indicted. He's been indicted on charges that could put him in prison.
So he's starting a gambling website, but the money he had to start it with, he gambled away.
Yeah, I think I did. I need to do some research.
I think Kenny Rogers sang about that.
He did.
Know when to fold them.
Yeah. You know when to fold them.
Yep.
When to hold them. When to walk away.
And when to run.
The investor should have walked away.
Yeah.
For sure.
We got time for one more story.
Here's the last story. When you go shopping, I don't know if you like to cook, you guys, or not. I like to do what? Cook. I like to cook.
Some people do like to cook.
And when I go, if I want to go to the store and I want to find the best looking apples, if I'm cooking some of the apples, juicy, you know, good cut of meat that's well marbled and everything. Well, Amazon says it's getting into the same day food delivery business. It's rolling out same-day delivery of fresh foods to more pockets of the U.S. It's bringing the services to more than 1,000 U.S. cities and towns, including Raleigh, North Carolina, Tampa, Florida, Milwaukee, and it plans to reach at least 2,300 locations by the end of the year. My question to y'all is, would you trust some delivery guy from Amazon to pick out the right food for you?
Right.
Well, look, we already trust some guy at Walmart to go to the Walmart grocery. I mean, probably once a week we get at least a delivery from Walmart. I'll trust the Amazon guys at least as much as I trust the Walmart guys.
But do they give you the right – I mean, don't you ever look at that whatever it is you're getting and say, man, broccoli, this looks a little weak.
Yes, every single time.
I'm going to assume they're connecting this to Whole Foods. Because they're all part of the family, Amazon and Whole Foods.
Maybe.
Yes,
I tell you.
Okay, that changes
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although you're going to pay more too.
There's one vegetable. There's one vegetable out there that I don't know what's going on with restaurants, and that's asparagus.
Ooh.
Which I never ate asparagus till I was 47 years old.
Right.
But the asparagus is anorexic.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, and a lot of it. Have you noticed? Am I the only one who noticed it?
Real skinny.
Oh, yeah, well, that's when anorexia.
Asparagus man. Spears, right.
Have you seen this?
I have, yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah. Yes.
Huh? They bring me that, and I go, look at this. I know, server, you don't cook this. It's this. Look at this. This should not be allowed.
So you've never seen a fat.
I like fat asparagus with butter. Okay.
None of that skinny stuff.
Or cheese.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, don't bring me what it looks like a string bean.
That's right. I want some meat on the bone there.
So I want my asparagus on steroids, please.
Call it asparagus. Right. I don't know what's going on with the asparagus farming industry in this country. But
we need to check into this.
We need more hormones in our asparagus.
It needs to be investigated. I don't care if you got to shoot it up.
Get the White House right now. Somebody get on this.
Right. Needs to be a topic for President Trump to deal with after Russia-Ukraine.
Right.
You got to investigate what's going on with the asparagus farming. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with Trivia Friday. We'll see you then.